sir. Reading you loud and clear. The clock has started.
Five, four, three, two, one.
This week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Gas Podcast. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. And this week, we have Dennis Cater. Welcome, Dennis.
Hey, Nate.
Okay, and then, so this week, Dennis, with us, we actually have a couple people from Alternative Funding Partners. We actually have the owner and managing principal, Derek Brown. Welcome, Derek.
Hello.
And we have, with Derek, we've got his commercial senior broker, Clay Warner. Welcome, Clay.
Hi, Nate. Very, and Dennis, thank you guys for having us on.
Did I get the name right?
You did good. I'm very impressed with that.
Okay, everybody out there listening to us, Nate did good one time. You heard it here first.
Yes, I will vouch for you.
Okay, good. Excellent. I make no offense to it, and if I get it wrong throughout the podcast, just call me out and we'll have a laugh again. Okay, so Derek, tell us, you are the owner, so that probably means you should probably know the most about what you guys do. Tell me what Alternative Funding Partners is or does.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it. Alternative Funding Partners, based in Denver, Colorado, we are a national brokerage firm that finance all things business. So whether small, medium, or even a large business, we finance all things business from commercial real estate, commercial equipment, and commercial working capital. And I hope that gives you a pretty good synopsis of it. And we're able to facilitate financing throughout the country. And we actually have a specialty where we actually work with a lot of government contract financing as well.
So DOD as well, or?
That's correct. So any of the, whether it's Department of Defense or Department of Energy, anything government contract, we also work in that capacity as well from a financing standpoint.
Okay. So explain to me, you say Alternative Funding Partners. How is that different than just a bank? Like if I go to Wells Fargo or you, I mean, how does that differ?
So right out the gate, when a client goes to a traditional bank or credit union, that will be considered a financing. And anytime you get turned down by that in that space, 90% of the businesses that apply for loans with those type of lenders, bank or credit union, they get declined, then they go somewhere else. And that's that secondary market or alternative funding space. That's where we come in. So we work with those folks in that 90% space. So whether it's working capital, commercial real estate, or refinancing of debt, that's where we come in. We can facilitate that with our direct lenders around the country. And our lenders are going to be the non-typical traditional banks, even though we do work with other banks and credit unions as well.
Okay, so you're not... you're not directly competing, right, with any of the big boys then for the business. You're kind of waiting for them to deny loans to them companies, or how does that work?
So anyone that's been turned down for whatever reason by one of those traditional markets, they come to us. And by the way, I'm a former senior VP with Wells Fargo, so I come out of that space. So I'm a former banker and alternative Alternative Funding Partners is where smart borrowers and lenders meet collectively. And that's how we are able to take that client from A to B to C, which I'll obviously get them funded through one of our different lenders that are nationwide.
I like that tagline, yeah, so, where smart borrowers and smart lenders meet.
So Nate, for me and my mental image, you know, if you go try to get a loan at a bank, as Derek mentioned, as a business, a lot of times you got to have a lot of equity. You got to have all kinds of other pieces. You know, maybe you had some issues or something, or maybe not, maybe you just don't have all that. A lot of the banks will turn you down because you don't have, you know, the purple squirrel qualifications. And that's where, as he's mentioned, these guys will come in and go, yeah, well, we can give you a loan because you don't meet the purple squirrel, but you're a blue squirrel. And therefore we can, you know, help you out and help you find ways to get funding. Is that correct, Derek?
That is correct. And one thing, keeping in mind, folks that are listening, is the fact that not all loans are the same, and it all is based upon industry. So when it's industry, when we take a client, we are going to place that client appropriately based on the industry. So for example, if they're a construction-based firm, we only will take them to lenders that like the construction industry. If they're in retail or hospitality, the same process applies. So we would never take a client to a respective lender that doesn't focus in that industry. Today we have the issue of a lot of restaurants going through a lot of their changes, or our hospitality industry. So when they come to us, we only focus their borrowing need with a lender that works in their specific area.
Okay. So I guess
go ahead, Nate.
I was just going to say, so that, to me, I guess I've never really understood that. I'm not a banker. I don't have anything to do with finances. As a matter of fact, the wife has handled all bills for the last 18 years we've been married. I check our account every 6 months to make sure she's not putting money aside just to leave me, right? I mean, that's just, she does all of it. So a broker, kind of like Calais's title there, that's, you guys aren't acting as a bank, right? You guys are actually going to other lenders that you guys know and brokering that deal for that person, right?
Correct, and I'll let Calais explain that.
I think, yeah, absolutely. So we help with actual loan placement, and I think the thing that's beautiful about what we do is that we're not limited to one person's guidelines or one entity's guidelines. We actually have several opportunities, and so that's kind of what makes us unique. And again, whether it's that it's alternative funding from the perspective of, that they just missed the lending requirements for the banks, or that it's bridge funding that may be at the, or hard money that may be at the other end of the spectrum. And so because of that, we're not limited to one. It kind of opens up the doors for much more.
Okay. So you guys do offer bridging, gap financing, swing loans, just pretty much the whole gamut, right?
That's a fair statement. And the way, like, for example, a lot of our client base, where do we get our clients? Well, we get a lot of clients from other banks and credit unions. And as you know, they're around the country. So when they can't get a deal done, or they may be trying to exit that client out of that bank, they will call on us to work with them to assist that client with some financing where they can't provide that service. Because a lot of times these small business owners, they may have all their other banking relationships tied at that bank. And that banker doesn't want to just lose that, but they can't finance them, maybe get them through the loan committee. Then they call on us, we take that deal, and we work that opportunity to try to get them past the finish line with financing.
Okay.
This is a great conversation, because I think you guys are the first ones that we've had to actually talk about finance. We've had insurance brokers on and some other, what we call, service providers, but I don't believe we have had any banks or funding partners. So this is a great conversation. I really appreciate you guys being on today.
You are correct, Dennis. I don't think we haven't even had a loan shark on here. And these guys are not a loan shark, because they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
Talk me through a little bit, you know, for a government contractor, where do you kind of see where they need help primarily? Now, I know that runs the gamut from, you know, equipment to just money in general, or maybe some real estate, getting buildings or whatever. But are there any kind of things that you see out there where government contractors particularly need any assistance with?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we do, we also provide financing services for the transportation industry. So one of our clients happens to be Chicago Transit Authority in Chicago. So we work with all of the small subcontractors working in transportation or on the Chicago Transit Authority line. When they come to us, you know, the story a lot in most cases is the same. They all are looking for working capital, but we call it mobilization capital. So for construction-based firms, it takes mobilization financing. What does that really mean? Well, they've got to be able to maybe mobilize by paying for their insurance, their vendors to buy materials or to lease or purchase equipment. And the number one thing they always have a challenge with is making their payroll. So what we do, we help finance them and help build their financial capacity. And here's something else that we do that's different. For those individuals that may have credit challenges from a FICO score standpoint, we also partner with another partner that helps us to help them clean it up. So when they come back to us, we can take them to the appropriate lender that will get them funded and past the finish line.
So do you guys compete in this space, or I guess I'm still trying to get my head around that. So let's say somebody goes to get a loan at 10% interest with a big boy, and if they get declined there, does that automatically mean when they go with a company like yours, their interest rate is going to be higher than what the big boy could give them, or how does that work?
And that's a great question. I would say, too, from the standpoint, since we're getting a lot of our business from banks, a lot of times the clients have average to better FICO score. And in that case, there may be a situation where we're just trying to get them to fit with another lender's credit box, so to speak. So no, we don't get caught up on the rates and terms, but if you want to really go there, it's if you're an A client, I can get you A financing. If you're a B client, I can get you B financing, or a C client. So what would a C client be? Maybe that's someone that had a bankruptcy. Maybe it's someone who had a foreclosure. They're a C client. They just need that. They have a couple. They got a little hair on their financial record, but they need to clean that up. So we can work in any one of those three structures that I just mentioned: A, B, or C client.
I like that because so it's always a quick story. Last time I bought my truck, I bought about 6 years ago. And I bought a big diesel truck. And so financing on a big diesel truck typically is not going to be, it's not a cheap vehicle, right? And I went to go buy, it was a year old. Well, I've been with a big bank for 30 years. So I figured I'd give them a chance instead of just financing through the people at the dealership. And so I called my bank up and says, hey, here's the deal. I'm going up to do this. I'm trading this. This is what I've come to a price on. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can give you a great deal, 4.8%. Well, just like a good steward of my own money and my wife's money, I called and said, hey, so my bank said they can do 4.8. Can you guys do better than that? And they come back to me and they're like, yeah, we've got a banker that's willing to give you it at 1.8% interest. So I went back to my bank and I was like, hey, can you guys match that or beat it? And they're like, oh, no, there's no way possible we can do that. So I always find it very interesting when everybody's looking at my same score, my same credit history, my same everything, my same bank account. Why are they never, I mean, I could see it maybe a 10% delta, but 400 or 500% delta in percentages is huge.
Well, and I think sometimes, for when you're talking about particularly commercial financing, even with what we're dealing with right now in this time, from an economic perspective, there's a lot of things that change. And so while sometimes banks, and this is not to say anything bad about banks, but a lot of times credit is really the main factor that they're looking at, or they're looking at credit and income and some of the others there. From a commercial perspective, there's other things that we can look at that help that particular lender or that particular client. But I think where there's so much value right now is that we're seeing lenders that are coming and going in this particular climate. And because of that, what I really appreciate about what we do is we're not just stuck with one lender. And so just like what you did, as far as being a good steward over being able to get the best out there for you, our goal is to get the best situation for our clients. Now, that might not just be rate, because at the end of the day, if the client does not fit the entire credit box, of course, we're going to have to go somewhere else. And so those rates may look a little bit different. But we want to get them the best scenario. And like Derek said, if they're an A client, then we're going to get them an A client rate and loans and so forth and so on. And if they're B, then we go there as well. So, but we're not just limited to one credit box. We go across the board, and I think that's kind of nice. And, you know, right now, lenders, they're coming and they're going. And they're opening up and they're shutting down, and I've seen it, you know, just be a moving target, so, which is kind of interesting, but we still have lenders that are still here and still lending and not as conservative as some of the banks as they're tightening up their credit boxes and guidelines.
Sure, and I get it. Commercial lending is probably a lot more complicated than just personal, you know, financing for one vehicle or something like that. There's a lot that goes into it, especially depending on how big your business is, how many employees you have, and what you all need that lending for, I would assume. But before we go any further, I want to take a quick break here and go to commercial, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about alternative funding partners. This podcast is brought to you by CHAFA, the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. Since 1974, CHAFA has strengthened Colorado by investing in community development and affordable housing. CHAFA's community development team partners with lenders across the state to offer the financing you need to grow your business. Talk to your local lender about CHAFA's Cash Collateral Support Program, which helps small and medium-sized businesses access capital that would otherwise be unavailable due to collateral shortfalls. To learn more, visit chfainfo.com. Welcome back to this week's Smalls Cast Podcast. This week, we are talking with a couple folks from Alternative Funding Partners. We've got Derek Brown and Kaylee Warner.
Oh, my God.
Calais. I told you I was going to get it wrong.
Come on.
Oh, man. I did not do it on purpose.
Oh, my gosh.
Calais. The problem is I wrote it down with a K, and what? I should have just kept Derek spelling it with
stop.
C.
Just okay, Clay. One thing I noticed on your guys' website that I was actually very interested in is a couple things. You had some weird listings on there that I was trying to figure out, how does that fit in? And one of them was branding, and the other one was web design. And I'm like, how do these guys, wait a minute, they're a lending company. Why are they doing branding or web design? And then I looked at the site there, and you guys do a lot of, other than lending and doing the financial piece, tell me a little bit about how you help brokers. I think that to me is a good news story. You are helping other brokers be better, and I'd like to hear more about that.
Absolutely. I'll let Derek answer that.
Well, and thanks for asking. Things that we believe, there's a lot of bad brokers out there. They give all the good brokers a bad name, and that's why you don't see a lot of them with the BBB certification. So what we've done, when I left the bank, I was a senior VP for Wells Fargo, and I ended up taking my knowledge and skills with me, and I decided to teach other brokers the proper way of being an independent commercial loan brokerage. So we also have a company called Commercial Loan Broker Institute, and we work with brokers around the country and Canada. They take our training, and once they take our training, they get certified from our perspective. And they start and launch their own business. And we actually help them with a turnkey business that helped launch their respective commercial loan brokerage.
And it looks to me that you go everywhere. So I'm on the side here, but training, coaching, how to do the marketing, branding your company, doing web design, and then online marketing. So talk to me about kind of what, now you don't have to go through every one of those, but kind of what does the training and coaching and then the marketing, branding, web design, online marketing are kind of all related. So what from those three things, the training and coaching and the marketing, I guess, what are you kind of teaching them? You know, and then what are you guys doing with them as far as the marketing piece goes?
So what we've learned in this whole training space is when we train our brokers, we use one keyword. And that's demystify. So we demystify the process of how to run your own commercial loan brokerage firm. So we have our own brokerage firm, Alternative Funding Partners. We teach them the same techniques and tips that we do with our own brokerage. So we're not just this trainer, that we don't just have this training institute, but we actually are, you know, we do this on a daily basis. I'm a broker by day. And then I facilitate or coach after that. So we take our same techniques and we train folks with those. And we have it all, of course, tied into a comprehensive training program. And it's done very well. You know, like this year alone, we've graduated quite a few students throughout the country. And they, from the coaching standpoint, it does work in that side as well. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I wanted to know how long is the training? So I kind of see your market as two things. One is, you know, you got these college students coming out of college that are in finance and this looks like a, you know, an appealing area to get into. And then you also have probably more seasoned folks that are like, you know, I'm kind of in this space anyways. I do finance or whatever it is, and I want to get into this. So I'm assuming those are kind of your markets. And then how long is the training? Like, what is it, a year, 8 months? What kind of standard, if you will? I mean, there may be deviations, but for standard.
And that's a great question. So when back in 2018, we decided to go virtual. So we used to have a 5-day boot camp or training program. They fly into Denver at our facilities, and we do the training for 5 full days. But in 2018, we decided to try to shift over to virtual using the platforms like Zoom or Uber Conference, et cetera. And we started a virtual training series. And now we do a 3-day boot camp via Zoom because of COVID-19. And we've had exponential growth as a result, something we didn't anticipate. But we went virtual in 2018, paid off this year in 2020.
That's amazing. And I can say this as one of the graduates of the training program, in that although it's a 3-5-day, whatever the boot camp is that is done, and the training is absolutely incredible, there is also the component where there's coaching. And so even though at that point you're ready to go forward, there's ongoing coaching to make sure that as you're launching your business, you can stay close to someone who has the expertise that someone like Derek has as senior VP, and then what he's doing right now, and he's walking you through those steps. So it is an excellent program.
So is there a pre-qual? Do I have to, like, if Dennis Cater decides he'd like to be a broker, is that something for me? Or again, is it something that, you know, I need to have my degree in or have some experience in? Is there a criteria for that?
No, there is not. And it's, you know, like a lot of the folks that we get either come out of the finance space or the, whether it's commercial real estate or residential, they join us a lot because they want to expand their current skill set. And so I would say we have folks that are typically from Gen Xers to baby boomers that join, but we seem to get a lot more millennials and Gen Xers that join our training. And we've got folks with PhDs from government to from bankers to commercial real estate brokers or anyone in the finance space.
And fascinating.
Back to that question, yeah, when you ask how long does it take, well, because we went virtual, that's all up to you. Since it's virtual, you can get our training and get it done in 3 months, 6 months, 2 months. It's all up to you because it's all virtual on your schedule.
So you guys offer training on how to be a broker, but that training, does that mean that they then come work under your company as a broker? It could be on their own. Could they get the training for you guys and then go off and on their own, open their own brokerage firm or whatever?
Great question. Not a franchise. We train them to open, and that's why we do the branding and the marketing. Our training provides them with a turnkey business so they can launch their own business like alternative funding partners. So the same things we do with our brokerage, they could pick up at, for example, we had a gentleman out of Arizona that took our training, great company, Finance Capital. And what did they do? They merged their commercial real estate brokerage and commercial loan brokerage together. And now if you were in Phoenix, Arizona, you could see it's a one-stop shop. Get your commercial real estate brokerage services there as well as commercial loan brokerage. And they just merged the two together.
Well,
and it works very, very well.
That's kind of unique. You're kind of training your competition then, right?
Absolutely. We have a saying, though. If we bring value to our clients, like the folks you were talking to that are looking for loans in any space or industry, if we bring value, we make money. And you bring the value first, then you make money. That's the whole key to our success. Bring value first.
A win-win for everybody.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love the idea. And then not only that, you have proponents of your company and champions for your company that have been trained by you in these other companies too. And so now you have a client base out there that are a broker base out there that you can reach out to, as well as they know that, hey, these guys actually help me. So again, the win-win-win situation. I applaud you. That's a terrific idea. Before we break out of this, though, I did want to talk about one more thing, the marketing piece. What do you kind of teach them there? Because you got a lot of stuff here as far as what you're doing with them on that. Seems like a big deal.
Thank you for asking that, because I would be remiss not to mention my partner is a gentleman by the name of Shane Walton, and he is the guru for SEO and marketing and branding. I mean, for finance, this guy's just a beast at it. And what we do, we write, we write all of our blogs and our newsletters. We share all that with our industry. We keep everybody up on point on that. And so they're getting the latest and greatest of updates on news and industry. So as the industry has just been shifting as a result of even COVID-19, we've all had to pivot just like the industries have, whether you're in retail or manufacturing or in hospitality. So we've done a pivot for that, and we try to stay real time working with our bankers and other lenders. And for example, when someone does join our program, like right now, if you ask me, well, what is it that you can deliver real quick? We can deliver equipment financing from 5,000 to 1 million with one lender. We also have a lender that can go from 1 million to 50 million. On the commercial real estate side, anywhere from 350,000 to 50 million. And then on working capital, we can do loans from 10,000 to 1 million. Or if you go to a higher dollar level, depending on your industry, we can go up to 50 million. So that's the difference. And we don't put anybody in a box.
I have to ask a question. I've heard, I've been dealing with a little bit of this and a couple other, when I take this hat off and go to another hat. Do you guys deal with any angel investors as well?
No, we do not, but we know we do have a very strong understanding of venture capital and angel investors. So ours is all from the standpoint of traditional or non-traditional financing, but not in that space.
Okay.
So yeah.
This is there's a lot here. I like it. I'm kind of going through your website right now. So I want to hit on a couple other things you mentioned. You mentioned you guys have a blog, and you also said you also have a newsletter. The blog, I think, is on your guys' website, correct?
Correct.
And then, so that's accessed by anybody. If you're just kind of looking around to see, and your website, tell our listeners what your website is real quick.
It's Alternative Funding Partners, www.alternativefundingpartners.com. Okay. And then for the Commercial Loan Broker Institute, it's just like what we call it, commercialloanbrokerinstitute.com.
Okay. And what about the newsletter? Is that part of a paid service, or can anybody sign up for that just to get your newsletter?
They can typically go on our website and see that, because we write our blogs. We post it on our website. You're welcome to check it out, look at them. And we write those. We've been putting those out since 2016, I believe. Yeah. And it may address situations with FICO score from any type of business loan or what the market's doing.
We like it. It's a good place. Borrowing. You know, Dennis and I talk about this a lot. That's why we're talking to companies like your guys', is because it's part of the small business ecosystem. You know, when we first started really developing the smalls, it was solely focused on DoD contractors and those people that have already been in that space. But we very quickly realized it's actually more about the entire ecosystem than it is about that one company. Because these companies, they need access to brokers, they need access to loans, they need access to insurance, fringe benefits, they need access to all these different types of things. it's a system of systems, really, as opposed to just looking at it with blinders on saying DoD contracting.
Absolutely. And one thing that we've kind of taken that lead out the pack from the other brokerages, like they'll always talk about access to capital. Well, we kind of go a different route. We like to say we do loan placement. So we're not going to give you access to capital where you bring all these bankers in and you can't get funded. We actually place you with the lenders. So there's our biggest differential right there.
Now, do you guys...
I think that's huge because there is a lot of small businesses out there, particularly in this time, that may be struggling or trying to figure out how to keep their business afloat with what we have going on. And being able to help them is huge. And I come from a serial entrepreneur, a solopreneur, so to speak. And so just being able to help, knowing some of the woes of the small business, regardless of how many zeros come behind your number, and being able to help to get the loan placement, to be able to help just obtain mobilization capital, makes a huge difference. Whether you have a government contract that you need, a gap financing for, whatever the case is there, I mean, we're here to help, which is pretty cool. I love what we're doing in that space.
You guys got me excited. I want to get a loan from you now.
I love it.
No, seriously, it's you guys have definitely impressed me today. Not just, like I said, on the financing piece, I kind of get all that. I really like it that you guys are giving back. You're kind of timely with, as you mentioned, you know, trying to get on the virtual training and then, getting loans out to folks for alternative funding, especially now with the COVID. I think that really is just ginormous. I can't even express how big of a service that probably is. With all the things going on and businesses really, a lot of them really struggling, especially the small guys, right? Where Nate and I have a soft spot for the small companies, and it's a hard time for them. And we need people like you guys to be out there and reaching out. And this is a great, hopefully your message gets out on this podcast and we can get you some more clients and point them at least towards you as well. I think that's super important.
Well, Dennis, I think they were number one. They were in front of the game, right? They said 2018 is when they went virtual. That's amazing. Yep. So they've had 2 years of experience prior to even the whole world going down with COVID. But I think the other thing they're doing right is, forgive me if I'm wrong, Clay, you and I actually, how you guys got in touch with us was through the PTAG Government to Business Outreach. Is that correct?
That is correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, so usually at that government to business outreach every month, either Dennis and I will go and present what the smalls does. And I thank you guys for reaching out. I mean, this is awesome that you reached out to us to get your word out, because like Dennis said, we've never had a funding broker or any type of loan partners on the podcast. So this is very good information to get out to everybody that's out there listening.
Excellent. We really appreciate the opportunity, and we just want to say, hey, keep focusing on connecting with the right people. And once again, the borrower's got to meet the right lenders, and that's what's really important. As we get into, as we move through this COVID-19 period, as we all know, the more you know, the better off you are.
Well, and that does bring my next question, you guys. Are you guys seeing lenders shy away from lending right now because of COVID, or has that not slowed down from the lender's perspective?
100%.
It has changed for sure. I mean, we're seeing lenders that are, particularly when the SBA CARES Act was passed, we saw lenders shift over to the PPP loans and really begin focusing on that, which makes sense, of course. And now they're shifting back, and so we've seen some of that. We've seen lenders kind of halt lending for a moment and just kind of see what America is going to do with COVID-19, and then come back with different guidelines. So we're absolutely seeing changes, and I've been talking to bankers, some of my COIs, asking the question, you know, how are your guidelines changing? Asking that very question, is even some of the VPs of the bank. And they're like, yeah, we are tightening up the reins. And so things are changing And again, if those people don't fit in a certain box, so to speak, then where do they go? And so for us to be here and be able to still serve them and still help them, we can't help everyone, of course, but those that we are able to help, you know, give them hope. I mean, as a small business owner, we know what it's like to not have the cash that we need to make payroll and do some of the other things. And as Derek mentioned, you know, there are specific industries that have been hit harder than others. We want to help all of them.
So, Kalei, as a commercial senior broker, walk me through a day-to-day with what you do. So I'm assuming, do you end up staying with the client? Walk me through the process. Let's say Dennis wants to go get a loan, and how does he start the process? Let's walk through the process for our listeners here.
Sure, that's a great question. So kind of what happens is we do our own assessment that will give us an idea as to what we're looking for and what lenders might be lending in their space, whatever that means. So like Derek mentioned, if they need equipment financing, we have those folks. If they need a commercial real estate loan, it just really depends. And then from there, we can kind of assess, okay, so here's what we need to get your loan done. What are your priorities? And then to be able to place them from there. And we walk them through that process. I mean, there are times when we get them to one member of our team, and then they keep going, and we're still there to answer any additional questions that they have.
Okay, that's kind of what I was getting at. You hold their hand throughout the whole process, right? To make sure that...
Absolutely.
Okay, that's to me, that's very important, because if I was starting my own business, as I mentioned, I don't know anything about financing, just like I don't know anything about the insurance side of things. I don't have the time to learn, nor do I have the desire probably to learn everything there is to know to the level that you guys are, just to get my loans done.
Sure.
So I think that's very important. Sorry for interrupting, but continue on.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we may have to pass the ball to another team member, but we're going to see it through to the finish line. So, and that's where our service comes in. We're huge on service, and as Derek mentioned before, you know, as long as we are delivering and bringing value to that client, they're going to be our commitment to them will also then in turn, they'll be committed to us. And so we are committed to the end of the process.
We like it. So
what has set us apart is we have, we partner up with different banks and lenders around the country as a commercial loan brokerage. So we're intermediaries. But we actually are able to present their package and create their package, loan package for them, and place that loan package with the lender according to that lender's specifications. And the reason why it's better than that client running around all over the city trying to get financing. And since we have lenders in all, you know, that we can finance in all 50 states, we're not limited to anything just in Colorado. So as soon as we get a client right out the gate, we try to assess where we're going to place them. And if they meet that lender's specifications, they get approved. So we have a higher approval rate, but we don't waste people's time either. So we give them that, we tell them where they are. And if they're not ready for prime time financing, we also tell them how to get there. So there's a path to getting the financing that they need. May not be today, could be 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months, depending on their situation, because everybody's situation is different.
Okay. So I want to go back and hit real quick on one last thing that I had on my list here. It seems to me you guys offer, obviously the main thing you guys offer is going to be the alternative funding side. But as Dennis and you guys spoke, Derek, you guys were talking about you guys offer broker training, broker coaching, broker marketing, broker branding, website design, and then online marketing. Is that everything you guys offer, is that a la carte, or do you guys, if you get the training, do you get everything below it, or how does that work?
So that we don't confuse the two, so Alternative Funding Partners is our commercial loan brokerage. That's totally separate. That's helping customers with to get financing for their respective businesses. The Commercial Loan Broker Institute, a separate business, is for anyone that wants to become a commercial loan broker in that space.
Oh, okay.
So when you look at our... You're right. So when you see our Alternative Funding Partners, we've had such success with getting more students because they also see that we're the real deal in terms of we're not just trainers, but we're brokers first. So we live it, breathe it, do it every day. So two separate businesses.
Okay, so I want to make sure I get that right. So you've got the alternative funding partners. That's the where companies, small businesses are going to come to you to try to get a loan for their business. And then you got it's called the Commercial Loan Brokerage Institute. Is that what it's called?
Commercial Loan Broker Institute. Correct.
Institute. Okay. I want to make sure I get all that right for everybody here.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And
I think this is awesome. I know we're getting to closing time here. I do want to talk about how people get a hold of you. So you already gave the website alternativefundingpartners.com. How do they find out if they want to get involved with the training piece? How do they get involved with that? Is there a separate link or just go to your website?
Total separate website. So it's commercialloanbrokerinstitute.com.
Commercialloanbrokerinstitute.com. Okay.
Good.
So, again, you can also go to their alternativefundingpartners.com. They also, as Nate mentioned, have a blog. There's phone numbers and email accounts there, as well as a contact page, so you can submit information there. And any last things you kind of want to leave with the audience before we sign off, either Derek or Kalei?
I'm going to leave that one for Kalei. Go ahead, Kalei.
I would just say that, you know, just to reiterate that funding is still available. It has changed. It is different, yet it is still available. And so those of you, if you need help with the government contracting piece, funding there, or if you need help with your business, your retail space, we can help in a lot of instances. Don't make the assumption that there is not help because a bank has said no. And then I want to thank you guys, Dennis and Nate, because I, again, as Nate pointed out, I met you at Colorado PTAC, and I was blown away by your presentation because I didn't know about you, and I've never seen an organization as such that was doing the level of networking that you were. And so I was very excited to just get in touch with you and to be able to get us here because I appreciate what you're doing. I know as a small business owner what the power in networking, particularly with government contracting. And so thank you guys for what you're doing, and thank you for giving us an opportunity to be here.
Dennis, did you hear that? She totally was blown away by my presentation. I like to hear that.
I'll give you a raise.
He's going to give me a raise. We're a nonprofit organization. A raise of zero is still zero. Anytime.
No, sorry, it wasn't a raise. It was praise.
Praise. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Hey, Derek and Kalei, thank you guys so much. Seriously, this was terrific. And once COVID gets over and we start having our monthly meetings, I'd like to invite you guys to come speak at one of the upcoming meetings one of these days. And maybe if we start doing virtual, we got to still talk about that too. Maybe we need to talk to you guys offline about doing virtual because we have been throwing around the idea. Not quite there yet, but we're kind of focusing on the podcast and getting some other things set. But sincerely appreciate you guys coming on today. It's been very educational for me personally. And really excited about what you guys are doing, and thank you for the services you guys offer. I think that's terrific. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Sure, appreciate it.
I want to second that, guys. And before we do sign off here, I just want to let everybody know if you're a small business out there, and especially if you're part of our network, you heard it here first. Check these guys out, right? I mean, I'm sure they're willing to take a Zoom meeting with you anytime. There's a contact on their websites, both websites. There's contact us pages. You can even get started by applying for your loan. There's a button on their website just to apply, and it's very simple the way it looks. Really, just to get that ball rolling. So, if you are somebody out there that needs some funding and you have kind of went up against a brick wall right now to any of the big boys, contact these guys. You know, we're once again, we're all about helping each other out. We're looking for those win-wins, maybe even a win-win-win, right? Get it out there. Try to help each other out. And remember that, like Kalei just said, it's all about that small business and communicating with one another. So if we don't communicate, we're never going to be able to help each other out. So try to communicate with one another. And with that, I am going to sign off until next week. And also want to give you guys a quick heads up. Right now, we are in the middle of a complete redesign of our website and everything social media-wise. So bear with us. If you guys happen to see our website going up and down, it's because they're in the middle of transitioning. Microsoft is doing some things. We've got a company out there doing our website design. So there's a lot of moving parts, and we can't wait to tell you guys more about that. But right now, we're going to kind of leave you guys suspended. So till next time, this is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is James Jordan, founder and CEO of Archer Jordan. We're the leader in providing professionally managed fringe benefit plans to government contractors. Let me ask you a question. Is contract compliance stressing you out? Archer Jordan meets the challenge of ensuring regulatory compliance and maximum cost savings through our flagship program, Aero Contractors Trust. Visit archerjordan.com to schedule a free consultation today.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.